Tonight on the Worldview Weekend Hour, is there a connection between the increased sightings of so-called UFOs, the Pentagon's research into what to make of the UFOs, and even saying they might be extraterrestrial, and Revelation chapter 18, Babylon, a dwelling place for demons? Is there a connection here? We'll look at that as the Worldview Weekend Hour begins right now.
WVW-TV presents the Worldview Weekend Hour with Brandon House. Whether the topic is law, science, government, economics, history, family, social issues, education, or theology, Brandon brings the issues of today into clear focus through the lens of a biblical worldview. And now, here is your host, Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Weekend Hour. Here we are tonight, Sunday night, March 19th. Sunday night, March 19th, 8.02 p.m. Central Time, and we are live. Glad you are with us. Hope you tell your family and friends about the broadcast. It's not too late for them to join us. We're going to talk about UFOs, Revelation chapter 18, the Pentagon, and demons. All those tonight is what we'll talk about. There's a connection, I think, between all of those things. And, you know, I'm going to show you a paper that's just been put out by our own government saying that, indeed, the increase in sightings of these aerial phenomenon, unidentified aerial phenomenon, as they call them today, could be extraterrestrial. Now, why is that important? Well, I think it has to do with what I've been talking about for several years now, and that is UFOs being used to lay the foundation for a coming big-time global spiritual deception. Alert your family and friends, it's not too late to join us. By the way, at the conclusion of tonight's broadcast, being tonight, March 19th, I'm going to release, right after this broadcast, our brand new 30-minute show, Music with Brandon House. This will be the second installment in a series of shows that I'm hosting where I tell you the story behind some of your most well-loved and cherished hymns. We released program number one about 10 days, 2 weeks ago, and many of you were, well, emailing us and writing handwritten letters now telling us how much you appreciate the broadcast and you hope we'll continue putting out that broadcast. Well, yeah, we are going to continue, and we'll release to you tonight installment number two of Music with Brandon House, where I tell you the story behind some of your most loved and treasured hymns, and then with that beautiful black grand piano, I'll sing those with our very, very accomplished pianist. Getting a lot of great feedback on this broadcast, so thank you for those of you that are enjoying it and being ministered to by it and telling us about it. And we'll bring you program number two right after the Worldview Weekend Hour tonight. It'll also be on demand anytime for you to watch, along with program number one, at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. If you have a Bible, go with me, if you would, to Revelation chapter 18. We're continuing our series on the coming religious Reich. The coming religious Reich. Subtitled, Exposing the Sinister Influences Sweeping the World Toward a Satanic Global Empire. I wrote this book in 2014, and it was released in 2015. 2015, this book was released, The Coming Religious Reich. And we're going through a series and here on Sunday nights, and this is a series where each individual program really stands on its own, so you don't have to worry that you've not seen a previous program. They all pretty much stand on their own, but they do all flow together as they're part of a series. If you want to pick up the rest of the programs I've done in this series, you'll find them free of charge at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. The word Reich means empire or kingdom. And we are going to another Reich, a coming, I believe, fourth Reich, a global empire or kingdom. God will allow Satan for a period of time to bring great deception and spiritual deception on the earth. And Satan will get an earthly kingdom for a period of time. The Bible is very clear of that. Daniel 2, Daniel 7, Revelation 17, Revelation 18. But then, as we've said before, Daniel 2 tells us that God's kingdom comes It crushes Satan's kingdom, and of God's kingdom, there'll be no end. So the good news is God's kingdom is going to crush Satan's kingdom. And aren't we praying for that? That is, again, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying for the kingdom of God, that thousand-year millennial reign. And yet there are some things that must first happen before that occurs. And one of them, of course, is the many of the Jewish people coming to Yeshua or Messiah in great numbers. And we know that Satan wants to stop that, and he'll bring another Holocaust on the earth. A Holocaust to try to wipe out the Jews so that they don't come to Yeshua, a Messiah, in record numbers, and then roll over into the millennial kingdom of God. So Satan is on a quest, a spiritual battle, to deceive people and to destroy the Jewish people. And that's, of course, what the tribulation in part will be about, but also God will use that tribulation period to get the attention of the Jews, who will, in record numbers, come to Yeshua, a Messiah, and become great evangelists for him. But they themselves, along with many Gentiles, will be deceived by a global spiritual leader. How will this global spiritual leader appear? How will he come to earth? You may remember me telling you on more than one occasion of my friend Dr. Ron Carlson. He wrote a book that came out in about 1994, written with Ed Decker, entitled Fast Facts on False Teaching. And I have told you many times how he concludes that book by stating that he believes, remember this book came out in 1994, he believes it's very possible that the Antichrist could show up on a UFO and appear to be an extraterrestrial being. I remember reading that and hearing Ron talk about that, and Ron was a dear friend of mine who sadly went home early to be with the Lord in June of 2011, early by our standards, right on time by God's. But he was still a very relatively young man. But he passed away unexpectedly in June of 2011. I often think about what he would say about what's happening now, because in his book in 1994, he wrote something that was really shocking to many people, including myself. The thought of the Antichrist, this global spiritual leader who will lead a one-world religion, a one-world economy, and a one-world government, coming to earth through a UFO. And yet, what has happened since Ron Carlson wrote that in that book in 1994? What has happened is the topic of UFOs has gone mainstream. Tucker Carlson can't hardly go a week without talking about UFOs on Fox News. And that's when he's not talking about them on his other broadcast or being interviewed by other people on their broadcast or podcast talking about it. We now have the Pentagon releasing a paper on UFOs. You say, what does all this have to do with Revelation 17 and 18 and your topic, Brandon, the coming religious Reich? Well, I believe that global Reich or empire or kingdom of Satan that God will allow. Remember now, there's a difference between God's perfect will and God's providential will. God's perfect will was that we would still be in the garden in a sinless world. But through one man, Adam and Eve, one man, Adam, sin entered into the world. Of course, we know that the great solution to that sin problem is our great Savior, Christ, through faith and repentance, his death, burial, and resurrection. But there's a difference between God's perfect plan and his providential plan. And providentially, God will allow these things to happen to fulfill his purposes and to fulfill Bible prophecy that must come to pass. Why? Because God said it was going to happen, therefore it must, and it will. And in this plan, there will be a world government based in Babylon, 58 miles south of Baghdad. In our last broadcast together, we talked about a gigantic project that is already underway. Started a few years ago, I think it was 2020, being built to the tune of $2.6 billion, over $2.6 billion, the Falklaw program. And this, in fact, I can even show you quickly about this on our the Fall Project, the All Fall Project. I can show you quickly. There's the map. There we go. Logan, you got that? There we go. And we showed you in our last broadcast how this will cut right through Iraq, right there near Babylon, 15 miles south of Baghdad, and will cut off like 25 days of shipping. Thousands upon thousands of dollars per ship will be saved. And it will make, according to the report, it will make this part of the world a major commercial enterprise. It will make it one of the largest enterprises in the world. A massive commercial site. The most important economic and strategic project in the region, but it will change the map of the global economy. That's what this article said at the cradle. And again, it started already in 2020 being built, and it will be operational by 2024 and completed by 2025. I bring all that up again because, if we go back to that map, to show you that many people have written Babylon off. I know some wonderful Christian Bible prophecy teachers who have kind of written Babylon off. Oh, it kind of maybe will be the region that Babylon took up, not actually Babylon. I shared this with one of my Bible prophecy friends this week, and his response was, well, you know, I kind of have taken the position that Babylon will maybe not be actually Babylon, but maybe a geographical area. But I'm going to have to rethink that in light of this humongous project that, well, most people have never even heard of. I just found out about it two months ago. And here it's going to be operational next year, completed by 2025, and make Babylon one of, if not the biggest commercial site in the world, according to experts, costing $2.6 billion. And many people are excited about what it's going to do. So with that being said, what does UFOs and demons and Babylon all have to do with each other? Well, hang on, I'm about to tell you. Go to Revelation chapter 18 if you have a Bible. Revelation chapter 18, and let's go to verse 2. By the way, remember, Revelation chapter 1 opens with a promise for those who seek to understand this book. Those who seek to understand it. Now, I have to make very clear, there are times where I'm telling you exactly what I believe the text says, and then there are times where I'm telling you what I think might happen, and we'll have to reevaluate and maybe change our thesis or our theory along the way. Tonight is one of those situations. Some of the things I'm going to say, well, the Bible tells us. And then other things, well, this is what we should be looking for, and we'll revise and extend our comments as necessary, as they say. Look at verse 2 of Revelation chapter 18. And he cried out with a mighty voice. Well, let me go to verse 1 to set the stage. After these things, I saw another angel, this is John the Revelator talking, coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place of demons. What has become a dwelling place of demons? Babylon. And again, when we study the Bible is very specific. When it says Babylon, it means Babylon. It doesn't mean Rome. Many people say Revelation 17 is Rome and Revelation 18 is Babylon. Revelation 17 is a religious Babylon in Rome, and Revelation 18 is a commercial Babylon, maybe actually in Babylon. And they get that by claiming that the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Oh, the seven mountains of Rome. No. Keep reading over in Revelation 17, verse 9. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and they are seven kings, five have fallen, one is, and the other is yet to come. And we've discussed this in the past. The kingdoms that have come in the past, Daniel discusses them in great detail in his vision. He interprets them in part, not all of them, in part he interprets some of them for Nebuchadnezzar in his dream. Then Daniel has his vision. And so the text tells us in Revelation 17, verse 9, seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And they are, this is talking about Babylon. And the seven kings, five have fallen. They've come and gone. One is, what's that at the time John was writing? Rome. And one is yet to come. What is that? A revived Roman Empire. So people say, well, you got the seven mountains. That has to be the seven hills of Rome. Therefore, Revelation 17 is Rome. Therefore, Babylon is a religious Babylon in Rome. Wrongo. Because it's not talking about the seven mountains of Rome or the Seven Hills of Rome. It's telling you right there. This represents five kingdoms that have fallen. One is, and one is yet to come. And we know what those are. We've gone and we've looked at those in the past, and we can do it again. We've got the Egyptian and Syrians, the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, Greece, Roman Empire, and a revived Roman Empire. We can do this with Nebuchadnezzar's dream and then Daniel's vision himself. So people who say Revelation 17 is a religious Babylon and Rome are wrong. Revelation 17 is describing more of a religious Babylon. Revelation 18 is describing more of a commercial. But reality is, Revelation is also 18 describing something very spiritual, because here we see fallen, verse 2 of Revelation 18, is Babylon. She's become a dwelling place of demons. So when the Bible says Rome, it means Rome. When it says Revelation, it means Revelation. Excuse me, when it says Rome, it means Rome. When it says Babylon, it means Babylon. Jerusalem, it means Jerusalem. So Babylon has become a dwelling place for demons and a prison of every unclean spirit. Now, I'm not sure what's fully being said here as far as how this will be manifested, but I want to lay out for you a possible theory. And again, I want to differentiate between what the Bible says and what is my position or theory. Just as Ron Carlson said, hey, in 1994 in his book, look out, because UFOs might be laying the foundation for a great spiritual deception that would actually usher in the acceptance of the Antichrist as some kind of extraterrestrial being. Well, he seemed to be onto something there. Look at what Matthew chapter 24, 21 to 25 says. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For many false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Jesus, speaking in Matthew 24 to his disciples who become the apostles, warns them to not be deceived. We're warned in the Bible over and over, do not be deceived, do not be deceived, do not be deceived. And it even says that the deception will be so great that it could deceive, if possible, even Christian or the elect. Real Christians will not be deceived by a false Christ. In other words, real Christians will not put their faith and trust in a real Christ, a false Christ. They will only believe in the real Christ. But it is possible that some Christians for a period of time could be entertaining what is said by a false Christ. But they're not going to put their faith and trust in that false Christ or false Messiah. They might listen. They might be a little persuaded to listen more. But eventually, the Holy Spirit's going to protect them, and they are not going to place their faith and trust in a false Christ. But it's going to be so deceptive, it says, so deceptive, it would deceive, if possible, even the elect. But it's not going to be possible to deceive them, because I think they are kept by the Holy Spirit. Now, what kind of deception could come on the earth like this? And are UFOs and the talk of extraterrestrials providing the foundation for this global deception? I think the answer is yes. Notice the Bible says, for false Christ and false prophets will arise. Oftentimes today, we think of someone as a false Christ or a false prophet as being a human being, someone who sits and says, I am the reincarnation of Jesus. I'm Jesus. We've had people say that. They think they're Jesus. They're humans. You can tell they're humans. It's obvious they're humans. But they are delusional. Spiritually, they're deceived. Mentally, they might be absolutely delusional. But they claim to be Christ. But then in the spirit world, we see a lot of this. Pay attention now. In the spirit world, we have a lot of this as well. Demons posing as Jesus. Did you know that? The spiritual, occultic, New Age world is filled with demons talking to humans. Now, again, most of the time, these people that are talking to these so-called demons, and they are demons, I should say, talking to these demons, think that they are dealing with someone who is more evolved through the process of biological and spiritual evolution, who is through the process of reincarnation as well, more evolved. In other words, they believe they too could become a spirit or master guide by living a good life and their good karma outweighing their bad deeds or their bad karma. So they think they're talking to an individual more spiritually evolved. They call them spirit or master guides, some New Agers or cultists. We know them to be demons. It's appointed unto every man to die once and then face the judgment. They're talking to demons, but the demons oftentimes will appear to them or manifest themselves in their communication with them as being Jesus. Remember Helen Schuckman. Helen Schuckman, the woman that wrote the book, the Bible of the New Age, A Course in Miracles, that's considered the Bible of the New Age, written in the 1960s. She claimed to channel this entity, a demon, she thought was a spirit or master guide. She claimed to channel this spirit or master guide, a demon, who claimed to be Jesus. So the point I'm making is not only do we see men, physical men with a physical body, blood, bones, and flesh, claiming to be Jesus, and we know they're liars, we know they're spiritually deceived or mentally deranged or both, and we know they're not. That's not Jesus. That's not a reincarnation of Jesus. This is not Jesus. But history is replete of people setting themselves up and saying they are, that they're deity of some kind. But in the demonic world, this is a common theme. In the demonic world, it is common for a demon to pass themselves off as Jesus. Now, sometimes, as in the case of Helen Schuckman, that entity or demon she was talking to said, "Now my name is Jesus," but don't confuse that with the Jesus of the Bible. That's a false Jesus. I'm not that Jesus. I'm another Jesus. I'm another Christ. Isn't that interesting? Jesus himself in Matthew 24 says, "Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived for anyone who comes to you saying that they are the Christ," right? "For false Christs and false prophets will rise." Many people don't think about the fact that some of these false Christs could and do come from the spiritual realm. Demons claiming to be Christ or Jesus, the Maitreya, the Savior. We also have false prophets and apostles. And oftentimes we think of those false prophets and apostles as only being human beings. Again, people who say, "Hey, I'm a prophet, I'm an apostle. I can do all these great things. I get special revelation from God that you don't get. You got to listen to me because I'm more spiritually advanced. I've been tuned into truth you don't have." Well, that's not true. The Bible is clear that we don't need to have someone teach us because we have the Bible and the Holy Spirit as believers. That doesn't mean there are not people that God has given certain spiritual gifts to, and all of us have one or more spiritual gifts, and certain people have the spiritual gift of teaching. So it doesn't mean that we don't have teachers. The Bible's clear about the fact we have teachers. We have elders, and we have deacons. We have people who have the spiritual gift of teaching, right? Some have the spiritual gift of discernment, or of mercy, or helps, or administration. But there are those who have the special spiritual gift of being a good Bible teacher. But that could be any person, a lay person, that God's given the gift to do that. Now, we're all to be discerning. You don't say, "Well, I don't have the gift of discernment." We're all to be discerning. Some people just, I believe, have trained themselves more. The Bible says that that's how one way you get discernment is by practice. But certain people have spiritual gifts that are very strong. It doesn't mean we say, "Well, I shouldn't be a Bible teacher or teach the Bible. That's not my strong gift." That doesn't mean you can't go do that. I'm just simply saying we all have different spiritual gifts, and that's what the church is. The church is made up of individuals through faith and repentance, believing in the death, burial, resurrection of Christ, are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, given a spiritual gift, We don't all have the same spiritual gift. We have a complementary of spiritual gifts so that when we come together as believers to make up the church, called out ones, ecclesia, called out ones, we're able to use our dominant spiritual gifts for the edification and equipping of the saints, right? Well, these false prophets and these false teachers like to say they have extra knowledge we don't have. No, the Bible's very clear again. You don't have to have someone teach you other than the Holy Spirit. We have the Bible and the Holy Spirit. But again, that's not to negate that we are blessed to have people that teach us. It's just you can learn as well as I through the reading of the Word and the Holy Spirit helping us to understand it. But these false prophets and false apostles come along and say, what? I got revelation you don't have. That's wrongo. But we often think about that only as someone in the natural realm, a human being. Could a false prophet, someone speaking forth false things, predicting the future and saying false things, not also come from the demonic realm? If a false Christ can come from the demonic realm, why not a false prophet? And I believe that Christ is indeed warning about both spiritually those coming from the spiritual realm that are posing as Christ, false Christ, as well as in the natural realm. Now, what's going on in Revelation chapter 18 is a world government, a one-world economy, a one-world government, a one-world religion. And it is highly demonic. Highly demonic. And Babylon has become a dwelling place for demons. The question is it a dwelling place for demons because these demons have somehow manifested themselves on the earth? Or are they there in hidden form? Or are they indwelling human beings? Are they indwelling human beings? And also, is the Antichrist not only at some point demon-possessed, maybe by more than one demon, but at some point Satan-possessed? And where Satan is, those demons desire to be. I believe at some point, maybe after some mortal head wound, as the Bible describes, the Antichrist appears to have been resurrected to mock the resurrection like Christ had there. And of course, Christ's resurrection was real. But this is the mocking of it, if you will, if you believe that's how the text will play out. Some kind of mortal wound, and it's possible that Satan physically embodies the physical body of this man, Antichrist. And Antichrist goes from being demonically possessed to Satan possessed, and he's there in Babylon, indwelling the body of Antichrist, and where Satan is, the demons want to be. That might be one reason Babylon has become a dwelling place for demons. Satan is there in the bodily form in the body of Antichrist. It also could, again, all of different people that are there involved in this perversion, they themselves are demonic. But it could also be that there are some kind of entities that have manifested themselves on earth that are really demons. Now, I don't buy into the idea of the Nephilim being around today. There are those that believe that. They believe that what happened in Genesis 6 is going to happen again, and you're going to have some kind of man-demon hybrid process. I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that is done and over with. Those demons that left the natural realm, according to the epistles, were bound in eternal chains. The flood happened, wiped that out, so the bloodline wouldn't be perverted, so that the bloodline would be pure for the coming Messiah. And so all were wiped off the face of the earth, say eight that came off the ark. So I don't believe in the Nephilim. I want to make that very clear. I know many people do. I don't believe that's going to happen. But that does not believe that these demons could not take on some form or manifestation. Some people challenge me on that. And I would simply say, what are demons? They're fallen angels. Do we see angels taking on physical form? Indeed, we do. The Bible even says that some have entertained angels unaware. So it's possible they could take on some form or some manifestation of something. So what is going on in Babylon? Great deception. A place, a dwelling place of demons and evil spirits. Could the appearance of UFOs be to lay the spiritual deception that our salvation will come from a UFO, as Ron Carlson laid out in his 1994 book, that our salvation will come from above, from some UFO that will bring entities here that are more evolved biologically and spiritually, extraterrestrials, who will help save the world. Could these demons also, and these UFOs, also be used to give cover by Satan for the removal of millions of Christians? I believe this all works in concert together. And who's helping to lay the foundation for this deception? Our own federal government. Now, our own federal government, we all know, is corrupt to the core, right? Our federal government, the FBI, the CIA, there might be a few good people in those agencies left, but overall, at the leadership, those agencies are corrupt to the core. The federal government is corrupt to the core. Many of the people involved in our federal government are demonically controlled and demonically influenced. Many of them in the government are fooling around with demons. Many of them have read and appreciate the writings of Alice Bailey, the occultist Alice Bailey, who greatly influenced the United Nations. And based on her works and writings, we have this occultic prayer room at the UN. Robert Mueller was greatly influenced by her, Alice Bailey, the occultist, who also had a demon that she consulted with and wrote over 10,000 pages with. Remember, her organization was called Lucifer Trust. There you go. Lucifer Trust. Changed the name to Lucius Trust later. And over 100 years ago, she was writing. And even Eleanor Roosevelt read her so-called prayer over the radio. The First Lady of the United States, Eleanor Roosevelt. So the Washington, D.C. and world leaders around the globe have been influenced by this woman that was consulting with demons and wrote over 10,000 pages through a demon. And many in Washington are thoroughly demonized and fooling around with the New Age. And it's apparent that if they aren't demon-possessed, many of them are following the doctrines of demons. What are the doctrines of demons? The doctrine means teaching. And the common teaching of a demon, by the way, is also the common thing you hear when individuals, humans, have encountered so-called extraterrestrials. I think they're encountering demons that they think are extraterrestrials. And the extraterrestrials have a teaching or a doctrine that is consistent with what you always hear Satan and demons say throughout the scripture. And that is this: you have no need for God. You have no need for Christ. You don't need a Savior. You can save yourself. There is no such thing as absolute truth. You can have hidden knowledge. You can become like God. You are your own God. You can work out your own salvation. And then as you work out your own salvation, you come together collectively with others, and there can be global collective salvation apart from the teaching, the false teaching of the Bible. And that is the common theme of demons. That's the common theme of those who are under the influence of what they think are spirit or master guides, individuals more highly evolved through the process of reincarnation, but really demons. That's the common theme in their music, in their plays, in their books, in their lectures, in their shows. The common theme, doctrines of demons. Why is it that these so-called extraterrestrials that these individuals claim to encounter have the same teaching as demons? That's because I believe they are demons. Now, in Washington, D.C. and around the globe, you have leaders that are thoroughly demonized and have been initiated into the New Age movement. Reading the New Age Bible by Helen Schuckman, that she got through a, quote, character who called himself Jesus, Helen Schuckman, A Course in Miracles, the Bible of the New Age. Talked about it already tonight. We also have Alice Bailey, her writing, her influence. And we have others, David Spangler and Marilyn Ferguson, and the list goes on and on, right? And so these people are thoroughly demonized, and now they're using their position as government individuals, government leaders, to lay the foundation for a global spiritual deception. And that includes the demonically possessed, demonically influenced, dark and hearted, debased fools in the Pentagon. Look at this. American Military News. This is brand new. Alien mothership may be sending probes to Earth. Pentagon UFO chief posits with Harvard professor in a draft paper. Well, there you go. The Pentagon. a mysterious... Now, this is a paper, okay? This is a paper. You can actually go online and find the paper. They have it hyperlinked in this article. So I went through it. I'm going to just share with you a little bit. A mysterious object in our solar system could be an alien mothership sending smaller probes to monitor the Earth, according to a new draft report co-authored by the head of the Pentagon's UFO research office. Did you know they had a UFO research office in the Pentagon now? Sean Kirkpatrick, director of the Pentagon's new all-domain anomaly resolution office, put forward the theory in a recently released but still unfinalized paper, and I've downloaded it, you can do the same, that he wrote with a long-serving head of Harvard University's astronomy department, Abraham Loeb. Now, there's the paper. I downloaded it. And you can go do the same, March 7th, 2023. You know what's very interesting? This week, we saw that someone with the Trilateral Commission, that's a real organization. I know people like to mock it. Oh, he talks about the Trilateral Commission. He's crazy. It's a real organization. Go do your homework. It's a real organization. And in fact, Barry Goldwater, U.S. Senator from Arizona, who ran for president, Ronald Reagan cut his teeth campaigning for Barry Goldwater, in his book, With No Apologies, that was the name of the book, With No Apologies, wrote about the Trilateral Commission and their goal for world government. Well, this week it came out that one of the people at one of their recent conferences declared that 2023 is year one. Is year one in the new order. That 2023 is year one and the new order. That's interesting because occultist New Ager Alice Bailey wrote over 100 years ago that she believed, again, written over 100 years ago, that I've shown you the screenshot before, that by 2025, the whole outline of the New World Order or the New Order would be coming into focus. Isn't that interesting? And what's going to be completed next year or operational next year? That port in Iraq, operational in 2024, completed in 2025. There's so many things that are lining up, aren't they? For 2023, 2024, 2025. And now we're on the precipice of a whole global banking collapse. It's come out in the last few days. There are 186 banks in America that are on the same bad foundation as was the Silicon Valley Bank. There's 186 of them, supposedly, in America. And this contagion is going around the globe. So we're on the verge of a financial collapse. We're on the verge of global world war. We're on the verge of a global famine, man-made. And we are on the verge of a global religion. And I believe, in part, this global religion will be furthered by demons. False teachers and demons and global leaders that are declaring that these UFOs are being sent to Earth, they're probing the Earth, and they have the answers and the solutions that we need because they are more advanced than we are, biologically and spiritually. And I believe that these UFOs will be used to explain away what happened to millions of Christians when they're removed from the planet. We'll get to that, if not tonight, next week. Look at this new paper. Just came out March 7th, 2023. So look at all the things that are converging. Remember the series we just finished a few weeks ago? The convergence of end-time events? Well, here's another one. March 7th, 2023, physical constraints of unidentified aerial phenomena. Now, I'm only going to pull out a few paragraphs, but here we go. Remember, this is coming from your Pentagon. These dandelion seeds, as they call these probes or UFOs, could be separated from the parent craft by the tidal gravitational force of the sun or by a maneuvering capability. A small ejection speed far away could lead to a larger deviation from the trajectory of the parent craft near the sun. The changes would manifest both in arrival time and distance of closest approach to Earth. With proper design, these teeny probes would reach the Earth or other solar system planets for exploration. as the planet craft passes by within a fraction of the Earth-Sun separation. Astronomers would not be able to notice the spray of many probes because they do not reflect enough sunlight for existing survey telescopes to notice them if they are on the 10-centimeter scale of CubeSats or smaller. So in this interesting, they're like, well, we wouldn't necessarily see all of them. Well, here's another thing, too. You're not going to see a lot of them coming in, guys. Hey, any of you in the Pentagon watching tonight are going to see this on a tape delayed? Let me tell you something, boys. You're not going to see a lot of them coming in on satellites or telescopes. You know why? Because they're not coming from another galaxy, morons. They're interdimensional. There's a reason you don't see them coming in on the satellite or the radar. They're not being picked up on the radar most times. And there's a reason why you don't see them coming in and going out. They're interdimensional. They appear and they disappear because they're from the demonic realm. And even Jean Vallée, one of the leading UFO experts in the world, has finally said, whoa, these are not extraterrestrial. These are interdimensional. They are of a demonic nature. They are of a demonic nature. Jean Vallée, one of the leading UFO experts for decades and decades, has now said, I think I'm going to have to change my position. They're not extraterrestrial. They're interdimensional. They can appear and disappear. They are of a demonic nature. He uses the word demonology. Demonology. So there you go, boys in the Pentagon. But can you believe your Pentagon's actually researching this? They go on to say, equipped with a large surface-to-mass ratio of parachute technology, the dandelions, if you will, these little things that are popping into our atmosphere and looking around, could slow down in the Earth's atmosphere to avoid burn-up and then pursue their objectives wherever they land. Current radar coverage of the majority of first world countries gives detectability of this high area to mass objects down to a few centimeters depending on material, making detectability possible. Within a close range to a star, extraterrestrial technological probes could use starlight to charge their batteries and liquid water as their fuel. This would explain why they would target the habitable region around stars, where liquid water may exist on the surface of rocky planets with an atmosphere like the Earth. Habitable planets would be particularly appealing to transmedium probes, capable of moving between space, air, and water. From a large distance, Venus, Earth, or Mars would be equally attractive for probes, but upon closer inspection, Earth would show spectral signatures of liquid water through reflection of blue light and vegetation through its red edge that might attract selective attention. So they're coming to Earth because they're looking for resources, folks. I guess that's what they're saying. They go on to say, what would be the overarching purpose of the journey? In analogy with actual dandelion seeds, the probes could propagate the blueprint of their senders. As with biological seeds, the raw materials on the planet's surface could also be used by them as nutrients for self-replication or simply scientific exploration. It's important to note that given the time scales associated with the propulsion scheme discussed here, it is unreasonable to assert that the intention of any such probe launched in the far distant past has anything to do with the human species. More likely, and similar to NASA's missions, the goal would be scientific and exploratory in nature. Now, that's interesting. Here's the Pentagon saying they really aren't interested in humans. These things had to travel so far and are so many light years away that they started coming this direction before humans were here. Of course, if you believe in biological evolution in billions and billions and billions of years, it took a long time before man ever showed up. So the Earth was here, but man wasn't here. And they go on to state, that they're probably, since they started coming this direction before man was here, they're really not after humans. So in other words, don't worry. They're not out to get us. They're just out for some of our resources. So don't be afraid of them. It's going to be a good thing. Is that not why we're laying down the foundation here from the Pentagon? Get excited, folks. Don't worry. Get excited because these are advanced creatures and advanced technology we don't have. And they're not here to harm you. So don't worry. Invite it. Really? Here's your Pentagon laying the foundation. And they go on to say, look at this. And there, any functioning? Are there any functioning extraterrestrial probes near Earth? We do not know, but the Galileo Project 2021 intends to use the scientific method to explore this possibility following the 2021 report about unidentified aerial phenomenon, or UAP, from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to the U.S. Congress. Hold the phone. We're being invaded at the border. Just recently, in the last 24 hours, I read a report of the number of people that have been picked up on the border that are on the FBI terror watch list. We have aliens already invading. They're just not from another planet. They're from another country. And we're doing nothing to stop it. And one reason we're doing nothing to stop it is because open borders is about global government. Open borders is about creating regional governments, a North American Union, a South American Union, a European Union, until there are 10 regions around the globe, already laid out by the Club of Rome, the European Commission, the United Nations, which is ironic, the 10 horns are 10 kings who've not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will unite and give their authority and power to the Antichrist. So we're already being invaded by aliens, but not of another planet, another country. But instead of spending our resources on dealing with the national security implications of a real invasion at our southern border and the fentanyl pouring over, and I'm reading a report tonight that some of the marijuana now coming into a part of the country is laced with increasingly with fentanyl. And now we have young people smoking pot in incredible numbers, and they're legalizing in pot stores around the country. And now here comes more fentanyl-laced pot. And you know that's coming from China. You know China's got to be involved in that with the fentanyl, right? But hey, don't worry about it, folks. It is what it is. Your U.S. government isn't worried about all that. Your U.S. government is working with the Pentagon and the Director of National Intelligence and Congress to explore the idea that there are dandelion seeds, i.e. UFOs, coming off the mothership to explore the planet. Can't make this stuff up. I can't even believe I'm reporting it. But it's here, and we have no choice. The article from your Pentagon and tax dollars goes on to say, the search for these unidentified aerial phenomenon, or UAP, and the characterization show that for, there you go, Logan, of UAP requires bounding the search plans with physics-based constraints on what we're searching for. Now it goes on from there. Let me skip down where that's highlighted. This inevitably leaves open the debate on what some objects are. Specifically, if some observed UAP are of extraterrestrial origin. There are some practical limits on the interpretation of observed and measured data resulting from physics-based constraints. They go on to say, such autonomous systems could be designed to survive even if the senders are not able to communicate with them and deposit probes upon arrival to the target planetary system. It is likely that any functional devices embedded in the Earth's atmosphere are not carrying biological entities because these would not survive the long journey through the interstellar space and its harsh conditions, including bombardment of energetic cosmic rays, X-rays, and gamma rays. Well, that's interesting. So they're wiping out the idea right away that these are biological entities. So what are they carrying? Well, they go on to say they could, however, the technological devices with AI, artificial intelligence, can be shielded to withstand the hazards of space, repair themselves mechanically, or even reproduce given the resources of a habitable planet like Earth. With machine learning capabilities, they can adapt to new circumstances and pursue the goals of their senders without any need for external guidance. Well, if they're not biological entities, let me ask you something. What if they're spiritual entities? Is the Pentagon going to finally go where some of the leading UFO experts have gone? Leading UFO experts who have gone from saying, oh, they're extraterrestrial, they're coming in, to, wait a minute, after decades of research, we've decided they're not appearing on our radar because they're not coming in from another galaxy. They're not from another galaxy. They're from another dimension. They're extraterrestrials from a interdimensional space. They're demons. They're of demonology, as I've been telling you. These experts are now admitting. Well, how long is it going to be before the Pentagon goes from saying, look, these UFOs or these unidentified aerial phenomena are not carrying biological entities. But oh, by the way, they are carrying spiritual entities. And isn't that what the world's looking for? A spiritual savior? A technological spiritual savior? A technological spiritual savior? Isn't that what the world is looking for, folks? Isn't that what is all the buzz today with technocracy and transhumanism? Transhumanism? Going beyond being human? Hooking your brain to the computer? Growing the organs we need to replace the organs that are giving out in a lab so we can live forever? You will not die, Satan said to Eve in the garden. You'll be like God. You'll have hidden knowledge. What if we need this knowledge, this artificial intelligence, this incredible technology, but also the spiritual power and knowledge, Gnosticism, hidden knowledge that can come through the non-biological entities that are in these unidentified aerial phenomena that are probing the Earth? Let me give you a couple quotes in conclusion tonight. We'll pick this back up next week because, again, I believe as we look at Revelation chapter 18, Babylon has become a dwelling place for demons and unclean spirits. The Antichrist is there. He's certainly possessed by a demon or demons. Then I think he's possessed by Satan. And the Bible tells us to look out for false Christ. And the demonic world, as I've already said, already is posing as Christ again and again. Or as Jesus. They're claiming to have new information and new revelation like a prophet or an apostle. To lay down the foundation for teaching for a new religion. You understand what I'm telling you? What was the job of the apostles, the disciples who became the apostles? Their job was to lay down the foundational doctrine of the church, right? What is Satan doing? Satan is building a false church. Revelation 17, verse 1 tells us that there's a harlot that sits on many waters. That's describing a false dominant church or religious system. And just like the disciples of Christ who became the apostles, they laid down foundational teaching upon which to build the church. Satan wants a false church. And Satan is going to lay down foundational doctrine, his teaching or doctrine, to build his false church. We've already heard what the doctrine of demons are. You don't need God. You don't need Christ. You can save yourself. There's no absolute truth. You could have hidden knowledge, esotericism. God is not the solution, the God of the Bible. That's a lie. God just doesn't want you to know. God's lied to you. God's deceiving you. God doesn't want you to become like him. He knows that when you eat of the fruit, you'll be like him. And so this false doctrine is being laid down to build the false church. And so these Christ, false Christ, and these false prophets, and these false apostles, who are laying down this doctrine, will come, I also believe, not only from the natural world, but from the spiritual world, just as they did with Alice Bailey and Helen Schuckman through the demonic. and some of them may eventually manifest themselves in a certain way. And the world is looking for a technological savior. It's interesting that many occultists have written about so many of these things already. In 1994, in the issue of Connecting Link magazine, it's a quarterly New Age periodical, author Kay Wheeler, she wrote an article, and she gave what she said were channeled messages from the souls of light, which she said, listen now, were a group of extraterrestrials. Here's what she said these extraterrestrials, and by the way, in the occultic world, listen now, in the occultic demonic world, many of these writers say what they're talking to are not individuals or humans more evolved through the process of reincarnation. Some say that, but many of them say that they're not talking to individuals more highly evolved through the process of reincarnation. They're talking to extraterrestrials. So it depends on which occultic folks you're reading. Many of them say they're talking to extraterrestrials. The entities they're already channeling are extraterrestrials who want to come to Earth and help us and can save us. Isn't that interesting? Now, why would Satan be laying down this foundation for decades and decades of New Age occultic writers saying that they're talking to extraterrestrials unless Satan and his demons have a plan to use extraterrestrials who at some point may indeed manifest themselves in some way? The Bible says Satan can appear as an angel of light. So can his demons. But in her article, where she claimed to be channeling these extraterrestrials with a message, she said, quote, "The mother is desperately fighting for her life. Many of her vortexes have been drained." Talking about what's going on with Earth, the Earth. "She is in critical condition at this time and must turn her thoughts to herself if she is to survive. That is why you see the many crises in the world. Many of these you do not hear about on your screen of lies. There is much happening on your planet at this time. The mother is cleansing. It is all that she knows to do at this time to clear herself of the pollution that exists within her body. But you, as light bearers, can help your mother to cleanse in such a way that does not destroy all life on this planet." And this is, again, so-called extraterrestrials. They're speaking to these New Age authors. They go on to say, "Much of this is necessary. Many of these beings have appointments to leave at this time. Earth's population needs to be decreased to bring forth the necessary changes upon this planet to move into the fourth dimension." Isn't that interesting? The fourth dimension. Call it the fourth dimension. Klaus Schwab and others are calling it a fourth revolution, if you will. Industrial revolution. "Your Earth is a fourth dimensional being at this time. She has moved into this energy pattern, and those upon Earth who plan to stay must be this vibration." You know what's also interesting? And we'll pick it up right here. In numerous New Age occultic books, they openly talk about the fact that there's coming a great shift on the Earth. And there's going to be a great evacuation. And that these crafts, which your own Pentagon is now writing about, and the mothership, they're writing about it. I'm just showing you the screenshots tonight. Many of these occultic New Agers openly state that the mothership is out there, and UFOs will come in close and bring up those who are causing dissension and stopping the unity. And this great evacuation will happen and then take them back to the mothership. Well, here you got your Pentagon laying the same foundation. But isn't it interesting in conclusion tonight that for decades and decades now, the demonic world has been writing in their books, their movies, their plays, their articles, their magazines, that there's going to be a removal of those who are causing trouble on the earth. And then there can be peace. And you know what the Bible seems to describe? A great time of incredible turmoil. You mean like an economic collapse? A global famine? Biological problems? Plagues? Pestilence? Wars? Rumors of wars? Great global catastrophe. And then someone steps onto the stage globally as a technocratic savior to unite the world. And then the Bible seems to describe that for about 3.5 years, there is great peace. And even peace that has been worked out between those who have been warring, like the Islamists and the Jews. A great peace covenant is confirmed by the Antichrist. And for about 3.5 years, there's peace on earth before all hell breaks loose for the last half of the tribulation. Are we on the verge of a great global crisis that we require in the minds of the world a technocratic savior to step forward, a technological savior? And could Ron Carlson have been onto something in 1994 when he wrote that don't be shocked if UFOs become so popular that eventually Satan uses them to have some benevolent entity walk out who can perform counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, claim to be from another place and time and another dimension, and have the answers that we've been waiting for. And now your Pentagon is indeed preparing the way. And Babylon says in Revelation chapter 18, it will be a dwelling place for demons and every unclean spirit. Will this lay the foundation for world government to be moved to Babylon? Great spiritual demons and entities? And how many will be deceived? Let's make sure we're not deceived. I don't plan on being here during this time. My eschatology is correct. And I think my eschatology is correct because why else would Satan be spending so much time and effort trying to explain away the removal of Christians from the earth? But this broadcast might be watched by someone after that time. And if they're watching it on replay, don't be deceived. God has explained to us what's happening. And they're lying to you. And Satan is seeking to deceive you and to devour you in your soul. This is the time and the hour to come to Christ and realize there's only one Savior. And he came in human form and laid down his life as a ransom for sinners, for all who would place their faith and trust in Christ alone, the risen Savior. We'll pick it up here next week as we continue our series on the coming religious rite. If you appreciate this broadcast, we appreciate your support. You can do that by going to wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. Make a contribution of any size. Greatly appreciated. Help us cover the cost of putting out free television. Thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bills and all the folks that work for us to keep these shows up and going and produced and online and putting them out there. Takes a great deal, folks. Just our AC bill alone is outrageous to keep the control room cool so all the equipment stays running and doesn't overheat and become destroyed. So you can't imagine what it costs to keep television like this going. And we appreciate your support. WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. All right. Thank you for your support. And again, as we're 9:04 p.m. Central Time here, March 19th, 2023, right after this broadcast, we'll roll right into program number 2 of a new series I've been doing on called Music with Brandon House, where I tell you the story behind classic hymns. And then with that beautiful grand piano sitting over on the other side of the room, I sing them as a pianist plays. That's part 2, that second show coming up right after this broadcast. Thanks, and it'll be on demand, too, at WVWTV.com. For those who are watching this as a tape-delayed broadcast, you'll find that program I'm talking about at WVWTV.com, along with all kinds of other shows you can watch on demand, absolutely free of charge, because of our supporters like you at WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.